Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the very first line, very first words. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, "Niskalkul Bavel, niskalkul Shechaneah." When Bavel was cursed, so too all the surrounding countries and the neighbors were also cursed. Rashi says, why? Because oil Russia, oil Shechina. We know this concept from Korach, right? That whole thing, whenever a certain area, neighbors are going to be cursed, so too their Shechina are often influenced and get the same punishment. However, Niskalkul Shomron, Nisbaruch Shechaneah, when Shomron, the Aseres HaShvatim, when they started doing all the Avodah Zarah, and Hashem eventually had Sancheiriv remove all of them, and they were removed, and they were cursed, their neighbors were blessed, referring to the Goyim, B'Pashtus, and these Goyim, that's also a clear, Marsha points out, that this is also a curse for Klal Yisrael, because the fact that their Goyim were able to have a bracha there shows even more of a shtach, even more of an insult to the people who previously had lived there. Continues right now, where's the psukim for this? Niskalkul Bavel, Niskalkul Shechaneah, Dachsiv, Visamtia, the Mirosh Kipod Ve'agbe Mayim. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to make Bavel the inheritance of wild birds. Ve'agbe Mayim, we saw before, like these swamps. So we see that it's going to be, it's not going to be like a wasteland. It's going to be uninhabitable. Niskalkul Shomron is Baruch Hu. When it comes to Shomron, the Aseres HaShvatim, the pasuk says, Ve'samti Shomron Le'i Hasade Le'mate Kerem. So the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the Shomron a big pile in the field and a place where people are going to be able to plant vineyards. So it's a bracha after the destruction. The other people are going to come there and be able to have fertile fields. That is an insult, even more so, like Rabbi Marsha again was saying, that that's part of the klala. So now Rabbi Nuna sent another statement in the name of Rabbi Hununa. Haroa el chlosa Yisrael, someone who sees many, many people, multitudes of Klal Yisrael, you say the bracha. The Gemara is going to say, Rashi's quotes, the Gemara is going to say, this is 600,000 Jews. So what do you say? Baruch Chacham Harazim. You say the bracha of Kadosh Baruch Hu is the wise one of the Harazim, is the Sodos, the secrets. So Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the secrets. So why are we mentioning this in 600,000? A lot of Mefarshim and Rishonim say, I was thinking my own pshat over here, it's just my own pshat, but maybe we know 600,000 obviously represents the amount of people who got the Torah, right? It represents a completion of everyone who got the Torah. And we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, a lot of times you could think, based on Hemshech Gemara, you could think that also, like, this guy's not shaykh at all to the Torah, he's not religious and that. No, every single person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what their secrets are, what's in their lave, as Rashi says, what's in their lave, and that every single person, really, the Pinta Le'id, has the frumness within him. It's a very nice idea on this bracha. The Gemara continues, Al-Chlesai of the Kochavi moment, when you see a lot of goyim together, what do you say? Busha Imchem. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, your mother's embarrassed, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embarrassed to have such people in this world who are over the Zara and in Kofar, even in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Continues the Gemara, Natan Rabbana Naroch, Yisrael Omer, Baruch Chacham Arazim. Why? She'in Daitam Domel Zel Azeh. Their minds are not similar to each other. This is what I was saying, is a proof for my pshat. In parts of fandom, as their faces are not similar to each other. And you could say a deeper kavanah of this again meant that you think that the whole thing is for Rav Chaim Kanievsky. No, obviously we need the Rav Chaim Kanievskys, but also that other guy, the guy you think is the Joe, the plumber, right? The nice guy who's a Jew. And his own avodas Hashem, Hashem wants every single one of them. One os in the Sefer Torah's puzzle, right? Every single person we need to create an entity of Klal Yisrael. Continues the verse now. Ben Zoma Ra Al Chalasa. Ben Zoma once saw a multitude, a lot of Jews together. Al Gavim Al Harabayas. He was seeing them Harabayas pashtus for Aliyas Haregel. Amar Baruch Hakaramasim said this bracha, and also he said an interesting bracha. Baruch Shabara Elul Shamsheni said Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You made all these people there to serve me. You know the Gemara in Shabbos says that Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu for Tamil Chacham that the Tzavus Lazeda. The whole purpose of the creation was that for us to be in the accompaniment of the Talmid Chacham, and the Rambam is a famous idea about that, right? That the whole world literally is there to serve and give company to the Talmid Chacham when he needs a break. That the whole world is for Talmid Chachamim. So he was saying this. Ben Zoma was the Gadol Ador. So he was saying that they're all there for me. Continues Ben Zoma. Omer, till he was able to make bread. What do you have to do? He had to do all these things. He had to plow, sow, he had to reap, he gathered. He threshed, he winnowed, and he did other things. He had to select what was the good grain and not the good grain. And he ground the flour, he sifted the flour, he kneaded the flour, he baked the flour until it all became dough. I just get up and I already have people created bread for me because they prepare for me. And therefore, this whole world is for me. Also, Adam Rishon, how hard was it for him to wear clothing? What do you have to do? He had to shear the clothing, he had to clean it, he had to untangle the clothing, he had to spin it, wove it. And only after all this work did he get his garments to wear. And I see all this is ready for me. People give me clothing all the time. Not only that, even all the nations come, Rashi says, because he was a very big businessman, he was very wealthy, they were coming for my advice. And I also raise up in the Merling, and everything is before me. What a bracha, what an amazing thing. But Rama is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Continues Ben Zoma, Huaya Omer, Orech Tov Ma'u Omer. So what does a good guest say when he comes to visit a house and he's eating by the balabayas? Kama torchos torch balabayas b'shuli. How much trouble has this person taken for me? Kama basar I vilefane. How much meat has he given for me? Kama yain. How much wine? Kama glos gosar vilefane. How much bread? Rolls of bread did he give me? V'chalmasha tarach lo tarach ela b'shuli. It's so beautiful how much he did. It was all for me. So Elaval Orach Ramar, what is a guest who is not a good person saying, Matorach Baltimore said he didn't do anything. Where did he really give him pasachas? One piece of bread, still hungry, chatikachas achaltim, give you one piece of meat, kosecha chatizim, and one drink, one cup of wine. He only did this for his wife and his children. This is obviously a very person who's very ungrateful. The person who had a guest over, he should be grateful. He's saying, so Ben Zoma was probably considering what he said before to say that I have a karas tov. Every little thing Hashem Baruch Hu gives me, I view it as very great and amazing, even for the bread and the clothing that I have, which is a very basic thing, right? Yaakov Avinu asked for that. It's the most basic necessities, yet he was praising how hard it is to get those simple things, and that's why Karsh Bracha, Karsh Tov is so important for Yiddishkeit, that we have to be extremely grateful for everything that everyone does for us. Al-Orach Tov V'Amu Omer, that's a good person. What do we say about him? So the Pasuk in Iyov says, Zechor Kisaski Palo Asher Soro Anashim. Remember, Karsh Baruch Hu, the great work that this person did, and then people are going to see his work. Al-Orach Ra, Ksiv, when it's say about a bad guest, people are going to see them and it's not going to be good. So we see that the Orach Ra is not praised and not viewed as good as opposed to an Orach Tov. They're very nice talking about it. The Gemara continues. Okay. What about a large people? So Ve'ayish B'mei Sholom Zakin Baba Anashim. The Pasuk says the person was old. Amar Rava V'tem Rav Zvid V'tem Rav Yoshia Zay Yishai Ben David. You don't need to tell us this. The Pasuk says so explicitly, right? It says explicitly, V'David Yishai Fras Zvid Lechem Yudah Shmo Yishai V'lo Shmona Banim Ve'ayish B'mei Sholom Zakin Baba Anashim. It's explicit about Yishai. But for the Hamshech HaPasuk. What's the Hamshech? She'yatza Bechlosiyah V'nichlos Bechlosiyah V'darsh Bechlosiyah. He went out with tons of people following. People were going out when they would follow him. When he would go in, they would follow him. And when he'd give a shir, everyone would follow him as well. Amar Ula Natidan Enoch Sil Bebavel. So now the Gemara continues about the bracha of Hocher Razim. That when you say this bracha only when not in Bavel, not in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because it's not so great to have a ton of Jews in Chutz La'aretz. We want to have them in Eretz Yisrael. And Tana Enoch Sil Bechlosim Mishishim Rabuah. We also paskin that it has to be 660 myriads, which is 600,000, and that is the number that we paskin. This happened a few years ago. There was the big rally, and the numbers were saying that 600,000 people. Rav Neventzel held that that women are not included. However, Chaim Kanievsky passed, they were, and many people said the bracha at that time because it was in Eretz Yisrael. This is where now Tana Rabbanan, Haroi Chachmei Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shechalak Mechosel Lirev. Speaking of these two gedolim, someone who sees a great Talmud Chacham, a Gadol Ador, you say the bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who gave the wisdom to those who fear him. Because obviously Talmud Chacham fears the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chachmei Ovdei Kochavim Omer, Baruch Shenasech Masel B'Riosef. We're talking about Chachma not in Avodah Zarah practices, but rather Chachma in just Stam, right? Chachma in just being a very smart person in science and biology, all these things. You would say the bracha, Baruch Shenasech Masel B'Riosef. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave wisdom to his creatures. Haroi Malchei Yisrael. What do you say, King of Israel? You say, Baruch Shechalak Mekfosel Yireyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his glory to those who fear him. I thought by Pashtus that you would only say this if the person actually feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know many kings, and unfortunately, of Klal Yisrael in the past, both in Yehuda and in the Aseret HaShvatim, were both very, very wicked. So maybe you wouldn't say this bracha because they're not Yireyev. However, I saw the Rashash says that you do say their bracha, so I'm not exactly sure. I was wondering if Father Achronim might disagree with that psak. Either way, the Gemara continues, Malchei Avdei Kochavim Omer, when you see Malchei Avdei Kochavim, what do you say? Baruch Shnasam Bekvodo Lebriyosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank you for giving glory to just Stam, to any of his creatures. Amar B'Yochanan La'olam Mishtadel Adam Laro. It's a person should always make sure to run. We saw this, I think this is the third time in the Masechta we're seeing this maimon from Rabbi Yochanan. Likros Malchei Yisrael, you should go run to go see the kings of Yisrael. V'lo likros Malchei Yisrael, b'vad Adam B'afilat Malchei Malchei Avdei Kochavim. Should run even for the kings of other nations. Why? Shem Yiske Yavchein B'Malchei Yisrael Malchei Avdei Kochavim. You're going to be able to see in the Moshe Mashiach, Rashi says, what the glory, what real glory is, that the kavod that a person is supposed to be getting, and all the kavod in the Nesrosh HaShem is all sheker v'avalim, and the world in the Moshe Mashiach, what the real kavod for the kings of Israel and the nation of Israel is going to be. Continues the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Saginora, Rav Sheshes was blind, one time the king was coming, and Rav Sheshes was going also, but Rav Sheshes went with that. The Tzaduki came, right? The Tzaduki wanted to deny Torah to Baal Peh. They many times were bothering the Purushim very much. So here too also, he wasn't nice to him. Amar Lei, Chatz Bilinara, Kagani Le'er. So Rashi says, talking about pitchers over here, that if you go to the river, you use a, you, why would, that you, do, you take, When pitchers are going to the river, where do the broken ones go? Meaning that you don't bring a broken pitcher to fill your water from the river. You only use a full pitcher that you actually keep the water with. You don't see anything, so why are you even going to see the king? Amar Leh, Rav Sheshes responded, Ta chazi di yadeinu tfei minach. Come see that I'm going to know more about when he's coming than you. Chalaf gudna kamaisa, the first group of troops were coming. Avsham, when he said, became very loud. Amrele, hutziduka, he said, oh, Rasamalka, he's coming, the king is coming. Amrele, Sheshes, he says, Lokas, he's not coming yet. Chalaf gudna tsenayo, the second group of people were coming. Kashan, obviously, it was very loud again. Tons of troops passing, right? And the motorcade and everything. And what happened? Amrele, hutziduka, the tzeduki came and said, Ashta, kaisamalka, now the king is coming. Amrele, Sheshes, he says, no, Lokasamalka, he's not coming yet. Chalif, only on the third group, ki kashaska, when everyone was quiet, Amrele Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, now I know, vada ashtak azamalka, the king is definitely coming. Amrele Tzeduki, the Tzeduki said him, how did you know this? He was you were blind, how did you figure this out? I thought he was coming and you knew. Amrele, the Malchusa de Arakin, Malchusa Rakia. We know that the Malchusa, the Malchus, the kingship, on this world is like the kingship in Shemayim, the Chsiv, and when it comes to Shemayim, the Pasuk says, Tzeva Malta Baharat Pne Hashem, Vene Hashem, over the Baruch, Kadula, Vachazak, Mefar, Karim, Shabbat, Shalem, Pne Hashem, Lo Baruch Hashem, Vachar Arach, Lo Baruch Hashem, Eish Lo Baish Hashem, Vachar Karish Kol Mavdaka. So it took three times for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Malachim, that he knew that the Malchus Hashchina is referring to Eliyahu, and he's discussing it, so there was three things that happened first, so that is referenced to over here, the three times that the people came, and that's why he knew that it was going to take three times. When Rav Sheshes began making a bracha on the king, as the bracha we saw, you're supposed to say, Amarleo Tzeduki, the Tzeduki said, the Mandal of Chaz is like a varachas. You can't even see, what are you making a bracha? You don't even see him. So the Gemara says the two versions of what happened to him. Some say that Rashi says they poked out his eyes. And some say, so Sheshes looked at him, and then he became a pile of bones, meaning that he died from Sheshes looking at him. It's interesting, Rav Sheshes couldn't see, so it's interesting that he was able to put his eyes upon him and see him, but either way, that's what the Gemara relates. Okay, continues Gemara, Rav Shila, Nagdelo Gavra. Rav Shila once gave Malkus. He once gave Malkus to certain persons, the Baal Mitzvahs, because he had Bia with a person who was, Pastor's Mitzvahs is just Stam Aloshan for Goy. That a person who has Bia with a Goy, although only one time is probably an only Nisr Derabanan, it's an Isser Derabanan, is obviously very chamor, and as Malkus Mardis, the Rambam says if it's more permanent, then it'd be an Isser Deraisa. Okay, it's Shaila maybe one time, but that's the old Shaila Sugis and Kedushin over there. But so either way, he gave him Malkus. So Azal Achabe Kurtza be Malkus, the man told on him to the kings, and what did he say to them? Amar, Ikachad Gavra be Hudai to come die, and Dina below Dor Haman and the Malka. A person is going to give him, he's administering the punishments without any authority from you. Shadale Parsiksa, so he sent, some say it's a Shaliach, some say it's an Igeris, okay, either way, he sent some sort of way to find out if this was really true. Kiyasa, when Rav Shila came, and they asked him about this, Amrele, why did you give this person lashes? Amrele, oh, Dabal Chamrasa. So he had relations with a donkey. So he wanted to say something that maybe I thought Pshat wasn't seeing so much in Korona, but I thought maybe Pshat is that even that they, in their times, that having relations with animals for them was also disgusting. So they would see that this was not a good thing to be doing. Amalei, Islach Sadi, do you have witnesses? Amalei, yes, I do. As Eliyahu, in Melech Inshad Hasid. So immediately Eliyahu Hanavi came, miracle, and he disguised himself as an aide, and he testified. Amalei, they said to Reb Shila, Yahachi, Bark Talav, you should be Chayv Misa. This is bestiality, this is terrible, you should Chayv Misa. Amalei, he said to them, Anan Miyomed Galina Marin. Unfortunately, we're in exile now. Leislan Rosh Hashanah Mikdal. We have no right to kill him. However, out in Madavisan of Dinah, you guys could do whatever you want. Adam Isa Bebedina, when they were looking into the case to see if this is really MS and to what to do, maybe they should really kill this guy. Pasach, Rabbi Shila Vamar, Rabbi said, the Pasach, Lashem, Alachashem, Agdullah, Vagvura, Vatifaris, Vanetzach, Vahoy, Hashem, you're the greatness and strength and everything. Amrele, they ask him, my Kamas, what are you saying with it? Amrele, Chachamina, this is what I'm saying. Barach, Achmana, think of Gadosh Baruchu, Diyai, Machusu, Barakain, Machusu, Rakia, think of Gadosh Baruchu, that he gave, that his Malchus, his kingship on this world reflects the kingship in the upper world. He gave us this people who love justice who are going to do what's appropriate for this person. So the guy, the king was so impressed by hearing this. Amru Chaviva Lachay Akad Machusikol Yai. Wow, you really appreciate us. We see this Rav gives us so much kavod. So what should we do? Yai Vakakufa. They said they give him the rod and they said you can kill anyone you want when you just do this. So Amru Leit. So they said they died in a kill. You could do anyone, kill anyone and administer whatever punishments you want. Malkus, Misa, anything. We're very impressed with you. Ki Avinafik. So when Rav Shila saw that this was happening, Amru Leit Gavra. This person was very upset about this. Avid Rahman and Nisa, the Shakra Achai. The Kosh Baruch was performing an ace. The guy lied. He said that I had beer with a behemoth. I didn't have beer with a behemoth. I had beer with a goy. So Amalei Rav Shira responded to him, Russia, Lav Chamri Ikru Dichsim. I wasn't lying. Asher Basar Chamurim Basaram, the famous pasuk in Yecheskel that compares the goyim to the flesh of donkeys, right? There's a nafkaminas for bia with the whole Rabbeinu Tam for the sugyas of Eish Yisish and Mizane. Okay, but either way, the purpose of here is that literally that they're like donkeys, so I didn't lie. So Gemara says, Chazit Kazal Amir Meluhu, the Karino Chamri, Rav Shira saw that this man was going to tell on them and mash them again. So Amrei HaRodefu, he is a din of a Rodef. Rodef is someone who's trying to kill you. In Parshas Mishpatim, when a person is coming in to tunnel into the house and you are standing there with your property, you have the right to kill him because he knows that you're not going to stand there and just idly by while your property is taken. So you have the right to kill him because he has in mind that he'll kill you if you see him. So this is the phrase comes from. If he's coming to kill you, you have the right to kill him first. So therefore, if this person is going to kill you by telling on me and telling this pasuk that's going to put me in danger and kill me, then he was going to kill him. Shila hit him and then with that rod and killed him. So now. Once he was discussing, once I got miracle and I said Lachashem Magdula and they gave me the Roshus to Din Dina with this guy to be done him, then I'm going to darshan this pasuk. Let me darshan this pasuk. What does it say? Lachashem Magdula. What is this? Lachashem Magdula. Zoi Maisha Breshis. That's Maisha Breshis, which is an amazing way to Omer because we're going to use all the Lashonos that are the same. Osa Gedosan and Chaker. And the pasuk again says Gedola Salashon Gedula Ha Gevura Zoyetzi Mitzrayim Shenemar Vayar Yisrael Tziyada Gedola Hashem's great hand was in Yisrael Mitzrayim. So that's what this pasuk is referring. This line of the pasuk. The first one is Hashem's splendor. Zochal Avashon LeYoshua Shenemar Vayada Hashem Vashvayarach Vayamid. And then over there it stood up. And that's the Lashon of Tiferes. The last two are a little difficult because it doesn't use the same Lashonos, but either way, the Gemara assumed that this was what happened. Va'netach, the triumph also, Zema Pasol Sharomi, this is when Rome is going to fall, V'chenu Omer, V'yaz Nischam al Big Dai. Their triumph, their victory is so to speak, spread out on my garments, and Hashem is referring to in Yeshayahu over there. The Pesukim referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge on Malchus Edom, which we know is the forebearer of Rome. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying he's going to take that out, and that is the Netzach, the triumph. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ya Nitzchem, Lashon Netzach of there. Vahod, Zom Melchamas Nachle Arnon, Shneimar Al Kenya Mar Basifer Melchamas Hashem Esvay Basufa. We had this pasuk already before, but what the great miracle was. So now we're quoting it for the Lashon of Hod, Hashem's glory. Again, this pasuk doesn't have the actual Lashon of Hod, but they said the Lashon of Berni La, which is they're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu and they're giving thanks. Maybe the Lashon of Hod over there is Hoda. That's what some of the Achronim break down. But either way, it doesn't say the exact Lashon of the pasuk. Kichol Bashamayim Va'aretz. So continuing Gemara now, what was Kichol Bashamayim Zom Melchamas Tzitz? Over there, that we have the lashon of Shemayim when it comes to the Melchamas Tisha, the miracle that happened in Sefer Shoftim. L'chashem Amlacha, Shem is your kingship. Zom Melchamas Amalek. This is a reference to the war with Amalek. V'cheinu Omer Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. That your hand is the throne of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that we see over there the same lashonos. That misnase Hashem, you have sovereignty. Zom Melchamas Kamagavog. Because we know V'cheinu Omer Hanin Alecha Gog Nasi Rosh Meshel V'Suval. I'm going to get to Gog and again lashon of sovereign. Nasirosh, Masir Tuval, and then you must Mashiach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously sovereignty is going to be over all the nations, that's what Pasuk. So Gemara now says, L'chol Rosh, what's that? Amar Rav Chanan, Rav Yochanan, Afilu Reish Gar Gerisa. Rashi says Reish Gar Gerisa is the Lashon of Bor Hamona ala Chofrim Chafiros Losom Mayim, Kedil Hashkos Ben Shtilseim. Person who's running the irrigation fields, Min Shemayim Manula, even then Hashem is appointing him. We know when you're charging something so minuscule and minute as that, even Hashem is appointing him. Whenever a person is charging someone else, Hashem appoints that. Okay, that's what the Gemara's Drasha was over there. But Misa Sandwich Rabbi Kiva, a different interpretation of this pasuk in the name of the Braisa. What was that? L'chashem Megadulas of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. V'agivura. That's referring to Makas Bechoras. V'atiferes Zomatan Torah. Hanetzach. Referring to triumph as Yerushalayim. V'ahod. And the glory is of Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, the glory of the Beis Hamikdash. Something very special. That is the hemshich over there. Okay. Continues Gemara on to the next. Avon. Tanu Rabbanan. We learn a Braisa. Haroi Batei Yisrael Be'yeshuvan. Omer. Someone sees houses in Yisrael. So Rashi says from the houses of time of Bayis Sheni. Okay, so the Gemara says, Baruch Matzah V'Ulamana, Hakadosh Baruch Hu establishes the borders of the widow, and we know that since we had Bayis Rishon, you're establishing our borders by building beautiful houses, that is something that's very special. So some of the Rishonim explain that this is only by a shul, because there's nothing so special about just a regular big house, but some say no, even big houses in that are being built. And there's a further machlokas whether or not you have to say only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz La'aretz when the guards to shuls, let's say, or with regards to houses also is only Eretz Yisrael. So Lamaisa, we go like the man d'amar that only in a shul, and even only in a shul, Mishra Berurah recommends in Chutz La'aretz saying without a bracha, and even potentially in Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be, I don't see the minhag olam is to say, maybe Rosh Chodesh that Rashi is talking about only Dafka Vayecheni even nowadays wouldn't apply. Maybe, I don't know, I was wondering if like the Churva Shul in Old City of Yerushalayim, why don't you make a bracha? It's a beautiful shul, we built it up, a Baruch Hashem were there. So I'm not sure why, maybe, what did it say? You say bracha, but the Minhag Olam doesn't seem to say this bracha. Either way, when you see the things in a ruined state, but you say Baruch Dayan Emes. Rav Nevinson also points out the Mishnah Berurah over there, that this would only be where you're Meyayish completely from rebuilding it. However, if you still hope to rebuild it, then you would not say this bracha. When he sees the house, people worship Avodah Zarah, you say the pasuk beis kishim yisach Hashem, that Hashem is going to uproot those who are, have haughtiness or arrogant. So in Bechorban Omer, when you see that these places have been destroyed, you say Hashem, you're the God who takes revenge, right? Hashem, take revenge, and that is the pasuk that you're thanking Rosh Baruch Hu for that. Here's Mara now. Ula v'rachista v'kazda be'orcha. Ula and rachista are walking on the road. Kimat v'rachista v'ei Rav Chana bar Chanilai. When they reach the house of Rav Chana bar Chanilai, which at the time was in ruins, as we're going to see from the Hemshech and Gemara, Nagar Rav Chista v'asnach, Rav, he gave a kvetch, and he said, Amar lai Ula, so Ula said to him, am I coming back? Why are you giving a kvetch? Why are you sighing? V'yam Ravan chashover chatzik uva shahadam, it's very unhealthy, it ruins half a person's body when you give a kvetch like that. Shneb Mar, what's the raya from the pasuk? V'yata ben adam hanach b'shimon v'asnayim, because Baruch Hu's saying that you're going to sigh, and you're shattering, and you're breaking half of your waist, so your body is getting ruined by this. Rabbi Yochanan Mar, av even your whole body, when you give a sigh, it ruins your whole body. How do I know this? Because the pasuk says, "Shenemar ve'ayakim roi lecha al ma atan ne'enach." It should be when they ask you, "What are you sighing?" V'mar tol shmo ki bav v'nemes kolev. And the hemshech of pasuk really seems to be the ikar raya. V'rafu kol yadayim v'chisa kol ruach v'chol berkayim techlan ruach. Referring to all your different body parts are becoming in pain. So obviously, this is referring to someone who is sighing and is creating pain in his whole body. So the Gemara says, "Why was he sighing?" So Rav Chista explaining. Amar lo, he says, Heichilo esna, how can I not be sighing? Besa dahavi bashitin afir bimama vashitin vais balelia. In the days and nights, there were 60 bakers baking all day. And what were they doing? Vafan lechoman de tzarech, velo shekam in kisa. They're baking for anyone who needed, and they wouldn't take even a penny from Rabbi Chana Barchilai, who we mentioned before. He didn't take anything from these people, and they needed it. To sarva dilma ase ani bartuvi, because maybe someone who is coming from a wealthy background. Bartuvi is usually someone who's wealthy. He comes from a wealthy background, he's being embarrassed. Vidman like chisr kamachsif, and I'm asking for money, and he's going to have to take out money, he's going to be very embarrassed. So therefore, he didn't charge anyone. So such a tzaddik over here, v'suhavi piskun la'arba v'arba rucha ze'alma. And it was open, his house was open in all four directions, like Avram Avinu. The Chol Davi Ayal Kfin, and anyone who entered who was hungry, Nafik Kisava would go and he would leave when he was full. And even when there was famine, he would be able to throw wheat and barley outside. The Chol Mandir Chsipa Milson Mishka B'Imama, someone who was embarrassed to take during the day. Asil V'Shaka B'Leila, with dignity, he would be able to take it at night. Asha Nafa Basila. Now this house is completely fallen into literally a pile, meaning it's destroyed. V'lo asnach, how can I not be upset and give a kvetch? I'm inconsolable. So says Gemara. So Ula tried to give a nechama, and he says, Amar lei hachem Rabbi Yochanan Yom Shachar Bisa Migdash Nigzar Gzal Basim Shal Tzadikim Shicharev. Shicharvu, rather. That Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu established that all the houses of the Tzadikim are going to be destroyed as well, just like his own house. Shenemar Be'oznei Shem Tzavakos Im Lo Batim Rabim L'Shama Yu Gidolim V'Tovim Einu Shev. Kosh Baruch Hu saying, and I heard that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying that he's making a shvua that land's going to be desolate and great people, gedolim v'tovim, very good people are going to be without a mein yoshev, nowhere to live, and that's referring to tzaddikim. So we see that even them are going to be punished. Rabbi Yochanan, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachzir leyeshuvan, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these houses back. Shemar shir malas leDavid, shir malas rather without David, leBosnim Hashem. End of the pasuk says, Kahar Tzion lo yimod lalam yeshev. We're going to be living in it in peace. Kinez the Gemara, Mahar Tzion, the Drasha, just like Har Tzion, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachzir leyeshuvan, just like Har Tzion, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back the Beis Hamikdash. Hapatei Tzadikim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachzir leyeshuvan, is going to bring back their houses. So it's at least a nechama a little bit. So then, Ula saw that this wasn't working. Give another nechama that he says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's in galus. So I too am going, he's like sending them in galus also to their houses. That so too were like Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that is a little bit of a nechama as well. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Rola Kiver Yisrael. If you see a kever, you say Baruch Hashem Yatzer Eschem Bedim, Vezan Eschem Bedim, V'Chilkel Eschem Bedim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you created us in judgment, you give us food in judgment, nourish us in judgment, you're also sustaining us in judgment, he's also gathering us in judgment, he's going to give a future, he's going to raise us in judgment. Would say, in the name of Rav Nachman, continue the bracha, he knows how long everyone's supposed to live, meaning we're not asking Hashem Baruch Hu, why do some people die young, some people die older, and you say Baruch Mechayim Esim. I looked in the nusach of the Siddurim, it seems like we do add this Mar Bar Vienna. So because at least the Siddur that I looked in had this nusach, and also says L'chaim Eschen Badin. Interesting, we didn't have Eschen Badin, Baruch Mechayim Esim. And that's how the nusach we have it. Okay, continues Baraisa, Kirvei Ovdei Kochavim Omer, the Kirvei Ovdei Kochavim would say, Busha Mechem, that we saw this pasuk before, so we say it here again, when it comes to the non-Jew, is that their mother, Imchem, the mother is embarrassed. Continues Gemara now. Amar Rav Yishub ben Levi, Aroe es Chavir Lachar Shoshim Yom, someone who sees his friend, close to his point, not just Stamba friend, someone who is really Chaviv to you, like your best friend. So what do you say? Omer Baruch Shechenu Kalam Razei, say Shechianu, Lachar Shem Asar Chodesh, you say Baruch Mechaye Mesim. Okay, and this is a shaila nowadays where we have telephone ways of communicating. This is the poskim. You know, I sort of never told someone about this. At least suffik bracha, maybe not b'shem malchus to say the bracha because you have other forms of communication to communicate with them. Tunes gemara now. Amar Rav in a mesim shachal ben live. Once we're talking about 12 months, el lachar shem achar kodesh. So too, the dead person. One of the reasons we say kaddish for 12 months is only nishkach after 12 months. Shenemar nishkach ni kamesim live. Aisik kechli oved. It became forgotten, like the person like who's dead from the heart, and also it became like a lost kli, like a lost item. So the Rashi points out what's going on over here. Rashi says that we have a rule when it comes to Eilu Metzias that a stam kli after 12 months a person is miyayish, he forgets about it. So too, because the comparison of the pasuk is referring to the mesa, that so that must be that a person is like that kli, and therefore it's 12 months. Continues Gemara. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yeshua, Vekazi, Baruch. They're going on the way. Rav Papa, Rav Yeshua, Pagu Be Chachinah, Brei, Rav Ika. They saw Rav Chachinah, Brei Ika on the way. Amru Lei, Bahadi Chazinah, Baruch Chachinah, Nalach Tarti. Now that we see you, we should say two brachas. What are they? Baruch Asher Chalak Mechachmos Lireyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave wisdom, right? We saw this bracha, the bracha you say on Gadol Ador, v'shechianu, also the bracha of Shechianu, we're so happy to be at this time to see you. Because they obviously didn't see him for 30 days. Amar lehu, ana, nami came on this chazino, now that we see you, chashvinu zlai, kishitin ubud, v'shechianu, they said, you're also like 600,000 Jews, you guys are equivalent, you're Gadol Adors. So you're equivalent of the 600,000 Jews of Rechina Alach Plus. We're going to see a third bracha. Ane Tarte Bracha Chamarazim, the pasuk, the bracha that you say on only seeing 600,000 people. So Amru Lei Chachmes Kulei Hi. So they got upset. They said back. They said, "What? You're so you think you guys are so smart? We just said a bracha. Meaning, why did you say a bracha that this isn't a bracha that's not supposed to be mentioned right now? We're not. You know, we don't see anywhere that a gadol ador gets the bracha of chacham arazim. Only when you see 600,000 people. So they said, Yahweh be'eno. So they said they looked at them. V'shachiv, they died. The pashas for this reason because they said the bracha levatala. Obviously, they made a mistake, but still, we see tzaddikim Hashem judges them very, very strongly. Kinnus the gemara be b'shem levi roes bahakanim." So someone who sees Rashi says something in Laz, which seems to be someone who has spots on their face, which seems to be something like freckles. Obviously, not regular freckles, probably colored freckles that are obviously different. As you're going to see from the bracha, you say Baruch Mishan Rio, someone who's different, makes people different. So obviously, this will only be if someone who's looking very strange. So it must be not regular freckles, but something that's like color that makes them look very strange. Basically, the Gemara asks though, Ruas Akushi, someone who sees someone who's black skin, Vagichor, someone who's red skin, obviously especially red. Ve'alasalakvan, someone who's especially white, like a bino ves, a kiper, someone who's extremely obese, ves hanana, someone who is a tiny person, a dwarf, ves harikones, or someone who has warts, omer baruch b'shanas b'yos, all days you say baruch b'shanas b'yos, however, es hakiteh, someone whose hands were cut off in their lifetime, ves asuma, someone who's blind, ves pituyarosh, someone whose head is like, Rashi says his hair, it looks very strange some way or another, okay? Vesachiger, someone who has no legs, or has amputated legs. Vesamukashkin, someone who has boils. Vesabehakanim. So this is the point where the stira is now. If you say that, if you see the people who are spotted, you say Baruch Dain Emes. You don't say the bracha of Baruch B'Shan Abiris. You say, rather you say Baruch Dain Emes. So which is it? So says the Gemara, lo kasha, and there's no kasha. Habame imo, when Rabbi Shua says, you say, Mishan Abrios, that's when he was born like that. But however, when it happened afterwards, the person with the freckles, that refers to then you say, Baruch Dan Emes, because it could be perceived as a judgment from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the situation right now. Here's the Gemara, Daikonami, we can make a deal like this. Also, Tani Duma de Kitea mentions that similar to someone who's like an amputee, Shmamina, that we see someone who's amputees only after it began, so too over here, as regards to someone who only after it actually happened in their life. Tana Rabbanu, the bracelet says, Haroa, Pil Kov Kipov. Someone sees an elephant, monkey, or an owl, you say Baruch Mashane Habrios. If you go to the again, if a person goes to the zoo, you should say these brachas, Ra Brios Tovos. Someone sees beautiful creatures, the ilanos tovas are beautiful trees. You say baruch shekachalo beolam. You say you thank Hashem Baruch Hu that you made such things in this world. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos though that we don't know, like, how does he explain something so beautiful? So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe because of Safek Brachos, because this Rambam will just say it below Shem Malchus. But if you see something really beautiful, you should say at least below Shem Malchus without saying Hashem's name. Just say baruch shekachalo beolam. You see something so beautiful, an animal you've never seen before. Continues the Mishnah halazikin. So we saw the zikin we mentioned before. We're not sure what it is. It was two days. So now we're going to go to two days. Why zikin? Why are these zikin in the Mishnah? It doesn't sound clear. Says the Gemara, Shmuel says it is a kochva deshavit. It is a kochva deshavit, which is not clear what that is either. Rashi seems to be describing something that's something similar to a meteor. The Rambam seems to be something that's similar to a comet. Now, once we're mentioning that, we're going to discuss all the things about constellations, which I don't fully get to follow on this disclosure. But we'll read what the Gemara says about it. Rambam Shmuel, Ne'arad Shukla Deshmai. Understand all the ways of heaven, meaning all the stars and constellations. Kishu Ne'aradai, as meaning by the streets of my hometown. I don't understand the Kochva Deshvaya, a certain constellation. I don't understand it. And I know that we have a Masorah that it doesn't go through the constellation of Ksil. If it did go the constellation of Ksil, the whole world would be destroyed. So the Gemara asks, but it does go through this star does the constellation of Ksil. So the Gemara answers, Zivanehu de'avad. It's going through the part that it's glowing literally. Umischaizik avadehu, and it appears as it's going through itself, but it's not really going through that constellation. Kniz Gemara now. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yechiel Ben Yeshua. He said vilon hu demikarkad. Somehow the gersu demigalgar gersu is that way. Some take it out that when the vilon is torn up and rolled over, mechazin nurab de'arkia, and the light of arkia seen through it. That is the description of Zikin. The star is removed from one side of the Ksil. Another star is removed from the Ksil, and it gets afraid. It appears that the star goes through the Ksil. Again, I don't fully, full disclosure, I don't fully understand the Metzius over here. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel Sakasha, Ksiv, Ose, Ash, Ksil, V'chima. So there's three types of constellations mentioned in this Pasuk. And it says Ash, Ksil, and Kima in that order. However, the other Pasuk says Ksiv, Osha, Kima, Uksil. The other way, it says that Kima came before Ksil. So which one should be first? So why does it mention it in different orders? So the Gemara says, HaKetzad, how are we going to explain this? Tira, Yamala, Chama, Shal, Chuma, Shal, Ksil. If not for the heat of Ksil, then the sky, Olam, Mitnei, Shal, Kima, then the world will not be able to survive because Kima is extremely cold. Yamala, Tzina, Shal, Kima. Not for the cold of Kima, Lo, the sky, Olam, Mitnei, Chuma, Shal, Ksil. Because of how hot Ksil is. Maybe it's written different planets, different stars. Advent of the Gemara says, Ugmir, we have a tradition, Ilav Uktu to Isra Baranach Benar Dunar, and not been for literally the snake of a snake that was placed in the fire. By Dinar Kaman to have a trika lay ark rabba echaya. Someone who's bitten by a snake would die immediately, there would be no chance to live, no remedies. Kadir Zamarva, I know Kamala Rahman Aliyev, that's what Kosh Baruch Hu said to Ilav, his kasher, me'adantas kima moshchas ksil tefatech. Can you literally tie the bonds of Kima were loosened like the Ksil of Tfteh, the Lashon of the chains of Ksil. So we see that it was in this type of shape. Okay, my Kima, the Gemara asks, what is Kima? Amar Shmuel, Kimai Kochave. It looks like 100 stars together. Amar Lei, so what type of 100 stars is it to Mecham from when they are gathered together? Amar Lei, the Midbar, and Dafka, when they are scattered. Okay, the Gemara continues now. My Ash, what is Ash? We mentioned the other two constellation in the Pasuk. We mentioned Ksil and Kima, now we mentioned Ash, Amar Yuda Yosa. He says it's Yosa. So what does that mean? So Gemara asks, my Yosa. What is Yosa? Amar Lei, Zanav Talis. Some say it looks like the tail of a ram. Amar Lei, Risha, the Egla. Some say it looks like the head of a bull. Rashi says that these are all simanim for the mazalos, the things are based on the zodiac. Again, we don't know how that relates so much into our allowed to believe in those things. But that, either way, this Rashi says that Rosh Shal Egel and Meizel or Nimshach Achar Meizel Talis after the ram in the zodiac. And Mistava Kemad Amar Zanav Talis. The Gemara says the one who says that it's like the tail of the ram is more pashut. The pasuk says Va'ash Al Banat Tanachim. Can you convert Ash, which is the lashon of the constellation for her children? And we see over here what's the raya Alma Chasera that it seems that Ash is missing some of her children. Mischaza, we know that the tail of the ram looks like this, but Karfa the Tarif has his beaten down, which looks like this type of ash. So it says a raya that this one makes sense for Adkan for today.